Every day, someone in Australia or New Zealand suffers a spinal cord injury, which of course means a loss of mobility. But it can also mean other things, bowel and bladder dysfunction, breathing difficulty and chronic pain. Now, a team of Australian researchers, led by the University of Melbourne, has been working on an idea that could ease that suffering. The team believes that by cooling the patient's body immediately after an accident, some spinal damage might be reduced, and this could mean the difference between walking and using a wheelchair. Human trials are due to start next year, and they'll be led by Professor Sarah Dunlop from the University of WA. She's speaking with Claire Nichols.
Can you talk me through what happens when someone injures their spine? How much damage is done and how quickly that damage is done?
That's the key question. It's a catastrophic injury, and initially you get a loss of tissue as a result of the immediate impact. It's what happens next that's so catastrophic. We have a motto, time is spine, and for example, after stroke, and it's a very similar injury, spinal cord injury is very similar, you lose about 12 million neurons every minute, 14 billion synapses, and about 12 kilometres of fibres. And it happens really fast and sets up its own self-replicating, self-propagating damage cascade, which simply eats away the tissue and makes the final injury much bigger than the first initial impact. And that's the problem, because you're losing tissue and you just cannot rehabilitate dead tissue.
Let's talk about this trial. It's looking at the idea of cooling the body. How will that help?
After the injury, the first priority is to get the patients to hospital for decompression surgery. And what that does is it realigns the spinal column, removes the broken pieces of bone, and reduces the pressure on the spinal cord and the swelling. The problem is that that takes a great deal of time, and in particular in a country with the geographic distribution and the enormity of it that we have, it takes even more time to get rural and remote patients into hospital. So given that things are happening so fast, our proposal is to use cooling as early as possible to buy time before the patients have their decompression surgery. What the cooling does is it essentially medically decompresses the spinal cord. It reduces the swelling, and it also reduces all of the metabolic damage which I described, with the cells dying so rapidly.
What are the risks associated with cooling a patient like this?
Okay, well, that's a very important question. One of the issues, of course, they're critically seriously ill. I don't think people really understand how catastrophic spinal cord injury is, but cooling can cause complications such as arrhythmia, coagulopathy, so you could have a blood clot, which would not be good at all, or pulmonary edema, fluid on the lung, which could lead to pneumonia. So the first thing we need to do in this trial is to assess a small cohort of patients to make sure that the complications that we might see are not any greater in a group that's been cooled versus one that hasn't.
It's interesting because it's not a study which a patient chooses to take part in per se.
Okay, so the consent is a really important issue, and obviously the patients will either be unconscious or extremely stressed. So we're using a clause in the National Statement on Ethical Conduct in Human Research, which provides a waiver, if you like, in that if it's impractical to obtain consent, which this would be the case, and if it's low risk, which we think it also will be, and also if the benefits are likely to outweigh the risk of not seeking consent. And again, we think that we have a good argument there.
Let's just talk about the results of this. What is the potential of cooling? Can it be the difference between someone walking and not walking?
Well, we hope so. First of all, I just need to say that not all patients who experience a spinal cord injury will be eligible for this. We often have multi-trauma cases, and that would not be feasible. There's a very interesting study on an American footballer who had cooling within 30 minutes of an accident on the pitch. It just so happened that a surgeon was sitting on the sidelines and was able to administer it to him, and he went into hospital and then had the decompression surgery that I mentioned about. Now, he's walking again, I'd like to emphasise also that spinal cord injury, the paralysis is not just about nothing. People tend to think you're sitting in a wheelchair, it's about nothing, but it's not. There's a massive loss of bone, you become highly osteoporotic, you lose muscle mass, you have poor circulation and you're at risk of breakdown of skin and pressure wounds which simply just eat through to the bone. You have bladder, bowel and sexual dysfunction, pain, psychological issues, lack of participation, etc., etc. So anything we can do to maximise the amount of tissue that's preserved and therefore maximise the outcome for these patients in terms of rehabilitation back into the community and back to work, that's what we're about.
Yeah, let's wish them well. Professor Sarah Dunlop from the University of WA speaking with Claire Nichols.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.